In this episode, I'm speaking with Nicole Riley, who this weekend is doing the Blue Mountains Flavour Festival. This is the first one, and Nicole, you must be excited.
I'm very, very excited, Graham. Thanks for having me today so I can tell everybody all the amazing things that we're going to have there on Saturday.
Well, I was amazed at the number of stands you're going to have, over 70. That is extraordinary.
Yes, yes. I think we've got a couple more that have come in the last couple of days as well. So there really is something for everybody at this festival. I also have a handful of artisan stalls as well, so that when people are full and they've had enough to eat, then they can also have a browse around some shopping as well. I know the women love that especially.
Now, the key factors are, and we'll do this again at the end of the podcast, but the key factors are it's being held this Saturday from midday till 9 p.m. and it's being held at the centre that is opposite Scenic World, and you can get yourself to Scenic World and park there. There will be parking on the oval as well. So the key thing is it's an all-weather event. Don't be put off by a bit of moisture. And from midday till 9 p.m. So having covered that, tell us a bit about what people can expect on the day.
Okay, so we'll be starting at 12, we're opening at 12, and at 12:15 we have David King, a local. He's going to start with a smoking ceremony and just to open the festival. After that, we have live music from Willem Roeder. He'll be playing from 12 till 3. At 2 p.m., we have Steph Poy. He's a French chef doing a French cooking show, and that's live on site. The demonstration is free to enter, the same as the actual festival is free to enter as well. We have a big 8-metre gazebo set up for Steph's cooking show, so they'll be seating inside. He has a PA system, everything ready to go for the cooking show. The 2 p.m. one will be French onion soup. I think it's 2 p.m. and then it's 4 p.m. there will be the beef burgundy he'll be cooking. And he'll be talking people through it as well as he does it, and there'll be samples at the end. And then the last show will be at 6 p.m. from Steph, and he'll be making a chocolate cake with the chocolate ganache. So he's very entertaining, Steph, absolutely amazing. He comes to all my markets too, so we're excited about that. That's one of the things that we have happening. We have Zanny's Circus, Youth Circus. They're a local circus from Katoomba, because we love to use local people. They will be roaming the festival. They'll be juggling. They'll be doing balloon twisting for the children, stilt walking, just, you know, some nice wholesome entertainment for the kids as well. And then we also have at 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, we have fire dancing happening.
Oh, that is amazing.
So just as the sun goes down, we have the fire dancing, and so there's lots of things to do. And then we have music from 12 all the way till 9 p.m. when we close off.
Now, the fire dancing, that was the same people you used at Lawson, wasn't it?
Yes, yes, it was. She's amazing. Her name's Brittany. She's from Sydney Fire Dancers. Between her sets, so between 6:30, she'll be on site with roaming with a hula hoop, an LED hula hoop. And she'll be roaming doing that. And then she'll do one show at 7 p.m. Then in between 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., she'll be roaming with her hula hoop and the LED lights as well. It's really amazing to see.
It sounds to me like you could go there for lunch, have a look around, then go enjoy a bushwalk or your favourite lookout and come back for dinner.
Yes, certainly, Graham. What we're hoping is that there's other events that are also on Saturday. So with the bus loop, the Blue Mountains Explorer bus loop, we're hoping that people hop on and hop off and visit all other events, and that's why I did the event from 12 till 9, so people can do other things and then come to it in the evening, or they can come early and do the lunchtime festival and then do other events in the evening as well.
No, it all sounds very exciting. And just to reaffirm for everybody, it's this Saturday, the 25th of March, from midday until 9 p.m. There are several ways you can get there, plus you can park there as well, and food going for 9 hours of food. So if you're not full at the end of the day, you have no excuse.
That's very true. We also have a licensed eatery inside. So if it rains, please don't let it put you off. Like Graham said, this is an all-weather event. We have a licensed eatery inside, and we also have music in an 18-metre tent outside, like a marquee, with another outside eatery as well. So be sure that it doesn't matter if it rains, we've got you covered, literally.
That sounds good, Nicole. All the best for the day. We'll certainly be there, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, thank you so much for your support. And I also wanted to thank the Equinox Festival for including me in their events listings, and Blue Mountains Tourism as well, because without them, this event and their backing, this event would not have happened. So I'm very grateful. And Mountain Made Hampers, Sarah, she's been amazing help, and she's one of our other sponsors too. So I just want to thank them all.
Sounds
for
good.
Coming on board and supporting me.
Sounds good. We'll see you there on Saturday.
Thank you so much, Graeme.
You can follow us on askroz.com.au and our Facebook page, Ask Roz Blue Mountains. Thanks for listening, and thank you so much for all of our wonderful contributors.